So the DUP's Gregory Campbell has been accused of disrespecting the Irish language in the Assembly. Sinn Féin said he was guilty of pure ignorance after an exchange at Stormont yesterday to the amusement of other DUP members. In other words, they laughed. He used the phrase, curry my yoghurt. The DUP MLA had been invited to speak by Principal Deputy Speaker Sinn Féin's Mitchell McLaughlin. Let's listen to what happened.
Viewing in comes Gregory Campbell.
Curry my yoghurt, can cook a cooler. Could I ask the Minister, she's outlined what she's talking about in terms of the Irish language strategy and an Ulster Scots strategy. Would it not be more inclusive to have a minority languages strategy so that nobody feels left out?
Well, if it's anything to go by what you just did, we don't need a strategy for pure ignorance. Pure ignorance. I think your conduct is not befitting members of this chamber, and it doesn't warrant an answer.
Well, that was the Culture Minister Sinn Féin's Karen O'Hoolan reacting to Gregory Campbell. She went further on Radio 4 this morning.
I mean, what Gregory did yesterday was actually, it was bordering on racism. I mean, there's absolutely no excuse for rudeness at the very, very least.
Well, Gregory Campbell is with us now. Why did you do this, Gregory?
Well, I think, Stephen, she went a bit further on that clip from Radio 4. She actually called me a racist, which, of course, is absurd and ludicrous. But let's look at this, Stephen. Now, you know, unless people watch the Assembly or listen to it or read about it closely, they may not be aware of this. But every day the Assembly sits, there is a question time, usually for two departments. It involves oral questions that are submitted in advance in writing by MLAs. And then there's a topical question section. And that usually lasts between two departments about an hour and a half. And then there are various statements and debates on that. Sometimes we see clips off in the news and the BBC do storm.
That's fine. We all know that. Why did you do this?
Hold on. Now, when we take all of that in those 2 days, Mondays and Tuesdays, there are probably about 15 or 20 Sinn Féin contributions, depending on the luck of the draw where Sinn Féin MLAs feature. On every single one of them, virtually, whether they're asking a question, making a statement, making a speech, making an intervention, whatever, they insist on beginning their contribution in Irish.
So what?
Right. Well, the so what is why? Why do they feel the need on every occasion, on every topic, no matter who's answering, no matter what the topic is, they have to start in Irish? Why? That's why I did what I did.
Because they see Irish language as their language.
Right. And, I mean, I am very fond of Ulster Scots music. If I started every sentence, statement or question with a few words of "Will you go, lassie, go?", how long would it be before people would say, "Catch yourself on, Gregory, what are you doing?"
This is a ridiculous comparison you're making, isn't it?
It is ridiculous.
Will you go, lassie, go to a language that is sought after and indeed used by people in your community, in this community in Northern Ireland?
Stephen, whenever people get up in the Assembly on every single occasion and begin their contribution, whatever the topic is, in Irish, they do so in the knowledge that most people that they're speaking to, either directly in the chamber or by means of radio or television or internet, don't understand what they're saying. They know that. They are bound to know that, but they still insist on doing it. The question again, why do they do it all the time?
Because they see it as their language. Are they not entitled to use a language that...
Stephen, you keep saying because they see it as their language.
They're elected politicians in an assembly.
So do you restate your knowledge, and in some cases, lack of knowledge of the Irish language? Do you do that 20 times a day, every day of the week? What is the point of the repeated reference to Irish all the time, no matter what the topic is?
And what difference, Gregory, did your contribution make? Curry my yoghurt. Are you serious?
Well, I think what it did, and I think it did it quite successfully, it concentrated a few minds as to how ludicrous are these people who insist on doing this all the time. You know, if I went to Japan, I might want to learn a few words of Japanese, to speak Japanese, to speak the language when I'm in that country. If I became elected in my own country or any other country, I might want to take an interest in the language that goes back hundreds of years. But why would I want to use it all the time, no matter what the topic is? Roads begins in Irish. Planning begin in Irish. The railways begin in Irish. Whatever you think of, whatever the topic is, however serious or not so serious it is, you always have to begin in Irish. Again, the question, why?
So you have a lot of tolerance for all communities in Northern Ireland then, don't you? And people in your constituency who value the Irish language. You're showing a lot of tolerance for them this morning and respect.
My tolerance gets stretched beyond any credibility when I hear ad nauseam on hundreds and hundreds of occasions this puerile repetition for no purpose other than, it would appear, a political purpose.
And do you...
Well, let me go further, Stephen. When I'm in the House of Commons, our bench is immediately behind the Scottish Nationalists and the Welsh Nationalists. Now, many of them are equally proud of their Scots Gaelic and their Welsh Nationalist language. But they don't insist on using it every single time they get up to talk about international development or treasury.
That's up to them.
It is, but perhaps they have a little... Either they have a little more sense, they can use it at the appropriate time, but they don't insist on using it every time.
So do you accept that you ridiculed and made fun of that language yesterday?
What I am happy to stand over, and will stand over no matter who calls me to whatever account, is that I exposed the fallacy and the nonsense of people who insist on using Irish to begin every contribution, no matter what the topic is, when most people don't understand what they're saying. Now, is anything that I've said factually incorrect?
But the fact that...
Is it factually incorrect?
But the fact that people who do hold the Irish language dear took some offence by what you said yesterday, is that really what you get up in the morning to do, to offend people? Are you not concerned about offending some people in your constituency?
Stephen, let's stick to the facts. Each time and every time contributions are made, particularly by Sinn Féin, they begin in Irish. That's a factual statement, unless somebody's going to say to me, no, that doesn't happen. That is what happens. It does not happen when other equally passionate Scots Gaelic speakers and Welsh Nationalist speakers make their contributions in the House of Commons. That's a fact, because I've seen it. I've seen the evidence.
I just wonder what annoying people from the other community, what that does for you. I just wonder what you think it achieves in Northern Ireland.
Well, it's funny that you attempt to turn the tables on this. Because I would have thought most people, and I'm not talking about politically motivated people, I'm talking about people, ordinary individual people who have an interest in what's going on in Stormont, and they may tune in to see what's happening. And a number of them over months have said to me, why does Sinn Féin insist on doing this? Why? I go up to, and I want to hear about either the budget or I want to hear about roads,
precisely,
or planning or whatever, and the first contribution, every time, no matter what the topic is, always in Irish.
But precisely, you see, Sinn Féin and the DUP managed to reach an agreement on the budget. And what do? Are the headlines about the fact that those parties, that your party and Sinn Féin have been able to reach a deal, are the headlines about the fact that there we go, the politicians have pulled it off? No, the headlines are about curry my yoghurt, about Gregory Campbell playing the super prod.
Yeah, well, you see, if I got up to welcome the budget and started to say, Mr. Speaker, will you go, lassie, go, I welcome the budget, how ludicrous would that be? Yes, exactly. That's how ludicrous it would be. And it's done 15 or 20 times a day.
So you're trying to tell me go, lassie, go is now part of Ulster Scots culture? Like, this is getting ludicrous. This is ridiculous.
It's an Ulster... Well, perhaps that demonstrates your lack of knowledge. Now, your lack of knowledge of Ulster Scots music is maybe similar to my lack of knowledge of Irish. Therefore, I won't annoy you by keeping on repeating that every single time I come on
and
your
And it
program.
Annoys you when they do it, is it?
No, I won't do it every time I raise every single topic on every day that I'm on your radio program. I won't do that, because if I did, I would be doing it to make a political
and how would
point.
You, and how would...
A political point, okay. Stephen.
Right. And how would you respond if someone stood up in the Assembly and ridiculed Ulster Scots? Would you welcome that?
No, if somebody insisted on using Ulster Scots every single time they spoke, every single time, and every single member of a party insisted on doing that, every single time to make a political point. I think I would say to them, you know what, I think maybe you need to cool it a wee bit. You know, you can make your point in Ulster Scots, as some people do, and they're quite entitled to do it, just as they are in Irish, but there's no need to do it all the time, every time, whatever the topic.
Let's have a listen to what some people are saying this morning. Sean and Oma. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead.
Gregory Campbell's, who he recognises as the head of his country, the Queen landed in Ireland, and she had the manners to go and learn Irish. And he gets up and he makes a total mockery of the Irish language, saying Coca-Cola and yogurt. And he's supposed to be a leader of our country.
He didn't say Coca-Cola. He said curry my yogurt.
It sounded like Coca-Cola. I'll tell you. Replay it again. Do you hear?
Let's hear it, actually. We can hear it. Replay it.
Then it comes to Gregory Campbell.
Curry my yogurt. Can Coca-Cola? Could I ask the Minister, she's outlined what she's talking about in terms of the Irish language strategy and an Ulster Scots strategy. Would it not be more inclusive to have a minority languages strategy so that nobody feels...
Where did you get that from, Gregory? Curry my yogurt.
Well, I think what you should do, Stephen, is you should get, and there are plenty of examples of it, as I say, it happens 15 or 20 times a day, you should get some of the Sinn Féin contributions, which is similar in Irish to that. That's when I hear them saying that, that's what it sounds like.
You know it's not proper Irish. Curry my yogurt, my wise up.
I know it's not proper Irish. The point that I'm keeping having to make to you, Stephen, is if somebody knows that the majority of people listening to them don't understand what they're saying, why do they keep saying it?
Sean, are you offended? Sean and Omar, are you offended?
Absolutely disgusted. Totally disgusted. And the leader of his, as she said, the Queen came over to this country and she had the decency to learn the and use proper pronunciation. And he makes a mockery of the Catholic people or the nationalist people. Disgraceful. Thank you.
Gerard O'Hara from Sinn Féin on with us this morning. You can speak to Gregory, Gerard. What would you say to him?
Well, I would say imagine why, first of all. What he was parodying there was the words Gurumayagat, which means thank you. And you know, the Cian Chomhairle is the head of the Assembly. So I'm disappointed that you know, he goes out of his way to try and belittle our language and the tens of thousands of people like me, the Gaelgory, and you know, just to belittle us. And it actually displays a lack of understanding about language revival. And there are hundreds of us involved in language revival across the North. It's not a threat to the Protestant people or to the English culture. It actually is it's an attempt for us to revive something that we love and is part of our identity. It's a living language. And as part of language revival, we have thousands of young children going through schools who are fluent Irish speakers. And part of language revival is that they need to see language.
Yeah, but if Gregory can't understand you and people like him can't understand you, what's the point?
The point is that people, constituents who see their elected representatives, they see their language in the Parliament and the Assembly, and they're encouraged that it's not just a school subject. They see signs on the streets. They see it written here and there.
Do you expect that? Do you accept that, Gregory?
No, I don't accept it at all. What I'm concerned about is that neither the caller from Oma nor Gerard O'Hara, and I notice he's on today as an Irish language representative rather than the Sinn Féin candidate in the Westminster election in the Foyle constituency. But let's look at the issue. The issue is that most people don't understand whenever this is done, and it is done all the time. I don't hear anybody refuting the factual position that they do it all the time, not occasionally. It would be appropriate, for example, if the Assembly was discussing languages. If the Assembly was discussing Ulster Scots, Irish, Chinese language, somebody might want to get up and make a few comments in Chinese or Ulster Scots or Irish. That would be entirely appropriate. But why is it appropriate to do it every single time?
Go on, Gerard.
Well, it's probably the difference between being divisive and being inclusive. And I have the right, and so have all other Irish speakers, and this is enshrined in the Good Friday Agreement and the European Charter and in many other forums, that we have the right to speak Irish in our everyday lives. It's a living language. It's not a threat And I would question this business of tolerance. It's not about tolerating the fact that we are Irish speakers. It's about accepting that we are Irish speakers. It's about actually saying you can't wish us away even if you don't like us. And I kind of query why somebody would be afraid or annoyed about a language. We are promoting Irish. It adds to the diversity of this community. It adds to the richness. And when he says that the majority of people don't understand what's being said, tens of thousands of people who watch assembly debates know exactly what Gurra
Mahlangu means. Okay, here's Mark in Newton Abbey. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. Hello, do you hear me, Stephen?
Yes, go ahead.
Stephen, Greggy should be ashamed of himself. I mean, he's meant to represent both sides of the community here. And if he doesn't understand that is the language of the Irish spoken people and they want to speak that language, you know, maybe he should learn it himself. And he would understand what they're saying in the chamber there instead of arguing over languages. There's more important things to do up there.
Mark, thank you. Philip, morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
First, I'm not an Irish language speaker, and you can hear my accent. I'm not a national to hear. I think, once again, it's just indicative of the kind of comic behaviour that goes on at Stormont as the health service is falling around about us. And what I would say is that Gregory, you know, once again, trying to, I think, score points culturally, every year, once again, Northern Ireland's brought to complete standstill because Gregory and several thousand other gentlemen or ladies decide to go out and march on the street and bring Northern Ireland to standstill. The majority of people don't vote for that. They pay taxes for it. They expect to see representatives representing, it's in the word. Now, as I said, I'm not an Irish language speaker, but I respect the right for people to use a language. If you go to Switzerland, you go to Austria, anywhere where there's mixed communities, you'll find in Parliament, very often the introductions will be in French or Walloon or German or whatever, and the language will be whatever the national language the most commonly used is. So once again, unfortunately, I think it's shown MLAs up to really... the usual suspects up to be what they are in Stormont. They're not really doing a job for the people. They're doing a job for their own political moves.
Well, I think in the assembly in Stormont, the first language spoken by every single one of the 108 MLAs is English. The language that is most easily understood by those who attend the debates, listen or watch or read about them is English. That's whether they're unionist, nationalist, or of no particular political persuasion. That's a factual statement. Therefore, if someone chooses to speak another language to start every single contribution, no matter what the topic is, in Irish or any other language, they have to question themselves, why am I doing this? Why do I insist on making this point over and over and over again, not a dozen times, not 20 times, but 20 times a day, every day? Why do they do that when they know most people don't understand them?
And you making fun of it's going to make all the difference,
well,
isn't
it? Well, you see, people can get on their high horse about what they think Irish speakers are entitled to. I want to hear them refute the facts. Let's hear them refute the facts. Do most people in Northern Ireland speak English as their first language? Do most people not understand whenever MLAs start every contribution in Irish? The answer to those questions are in the affirmative. Yes, we do speak English, and yes, we don't understand Irish whenever people speak it all the time.
And yes, it is part of your brief as an elected representative to show tolerance and respect to another community, to another language. Yes, it is part of the agreement that your party agreed to, the St Andrews Agreement, to promote the tolerance of languages in Northern Ireland, including the Irish language. Yes, you did.
Yes. And what I've said in the course...
Curry my yoghurt.
What I've said in the course of this interview, Stephen, is that if you have a debate on languages, it would be entirely appropriate. If anyone wanted to say, well, I'm an Irish language speaker, and then regale a sentence or two in Irish, even though I wouldn't understand what they've said, it would be entirely appropriate. But why would it be appropriate if we're talking about the protection of wildlife? Why would it be appropriate if we're talking about the railway system, about roads?
Because
about
it's hard
planning.
Those MLAs want to express themselves.
And nobody else understands them. Why can you not get that?
Kevin in Ballinahinch. Morning, Kevin.
Hi. All I'm saying is, Stephen, to be honest with you, I'm actually just quite angry the way this is all coming across this morning. I think Gregory needs to take a step back in regards to just and give a wee bit more respect in regards to people and what how they perceive their language and what.
Well, to be fair to him, he's on the radio this morning, all right? So he hasn't ducked it. So why don't you speak to him yourself, engage with him yourself?
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, is that Kevin?
It is indeed, yes. Gregory.
How are you?
Gregory, listen, I just feel that what you said yesterday was a wee bit pathetic, to be honest with you. And I actually feel that you've erode the head your own back, because whenever these people get up and actually speak again, they're actually probably going to speak a wee bit longer in the Gaelic. The other thing is that you need to understand as well, I think you'll find that in Ireland anyway, they were speaking Gaelic before they were speaking English.
Right, Kevin, can I raise this with you? First of all, before I raised this yesterday, were you aware that every single contribution that Sinn Féin make in the Assembly, they start in Irish?
Yes.
Do you think most people in Northern Ireland were aware?
Well, if you watch them...
I don't think they were, but they are now.
And any time that you watch a Sinn Féin speaker getting up to speak, they'll always speak in Irish first.
Right, and why is that? Why is that, no matter what the topic is? Why would they do that?
Because they're obviously proud of their language.
Right, and do you think that the Scots Gaelic speakers that sit immediately in front of me in the House of Commons and the Welsh language speakers in Plaid Cymru who sit immediately in front of me in the House of Commons, do you think they're equally proud of their language?
I don't know, Gregory, but the problem is...
Well, I do, you see, and they are. Yeah, but they don't insist on every contribution, on every topic, no matter what it is, starting in Scots Gaelic.
But do you understand how, as much as the language actually seems to annoy you and how this is portrayed, both yesterday and today?
How
you come across,
Kevin? Can you see the difference between my perception of people who appear on the face of it to be equally passionate about their language, the Scots nationalists and the Welsh nationalists in the House of Commons?
They take one attitude, and
the Irish nationalists who seem to take another. Now, I have to say to myself, why is there a distinction? Why is it that on one side of the Irish Sea, they seem to want to speak Irish on every single topic, every single time, and on the other side of the Irish Sea, Scottish nationalists who are equally proud, equally passionate of their Scots Gaelic, but they don't see the need to do it.
Well, let's let them respond.
What's the difference?
Let's let them respond. Go on, Kevin.
Yes, but you have to understand too, Justin Finney, there wasn't a war. There wasn't the friction what there was in Northern Ireland for all this time. Gregor.
A war now?
Yeah. Well, put it like this.
Oh, I think we're getting to it now.
No, Gregory, you're not.
I think we're getting to it now.
You're saying how the Scotch and the Welsh and whatever else, that's fine. But the problem is, the issues in Northern Ireland have been going on for hundreds of years. If people want to speak Gaelic, they want to speak Gaelic.
Yep, and I have no difficulty with that.
One of the days that you can beat people over the head with a stick for speaking a language.
And do you think anybody's trying to do that now?
No, but you're coming across as so pathetic in regards to people getting up and speaking a language, and you're actually making fun of it.
Well,
it's
Kevin,
like hundreds of thousands of people in Ireland actually speak. If you go into the culture land, every single day you will see people and listen, and you will listen, and you will see people speaking the Gaelic.
And do you accept that most people, when they hear Irish speakers begin their contributions in Irish, most people don't understand what they're saying? Do you
I think just on that, you may be right, but do you know what I'm going to say to you?
Would that not be a bit disingenuous of the Irish speakers then to keep doing it when they know most people don't understand them?
Well, you've just hit the nail on the head, Gregory, because you know what you've actually done? You've actually made more people probably today think about their language and how they've lost it, and they'll actually go back to it.
Why would they keep doing it over and over
and
over again
don't
understand it?
No, but what I'm saying to you is, if people don't understand it, maybe they want to learn it. I mean, Gusty Spence was a fluent Irish speaker.
Right, and?
Well, he wanted to understand the language.
Yes.
You don't even want to do that.
But and would I have a right not to do that?
Yes, but what
right,
I'm
that's okay. Now, and those who learn the Irish language and want to use it equally have a right. Now, the point here is that those who, as I said, are Scots Gaelic speakers and Welsh language speakers don't seem to feel the same need
Really?
Every single time to use their language to start their contribution.
Did you criticise?
Republicans do.
Did you, Gregory Campbell, because maybe I missed it, maybe I was slept in that day, did you criticise the DUP's Jim Shannon when he used Ulster Scots in his maiden speech?
If Jim or anybody else had insisted on starting every single speech that they ever made in Ulster Scots, I would have said to them, whoever they were that were doing it, that's maybe not the best.
Do you think all the MPs in the House of Commons understood Jim when he was using Ulster Scots?
If he had done it every single time he started, at some point...
It was his maiden speech.
At some... Yeah, and how many of those do you make?
Well, you tell me.
Exactly. One.
Yes.
It's a maiden speech.
A maiden speech. Quite an important moment, isn't it? Your maiden speech. How many of the people in the House of Commons understood Ulster Scots?
Stephen.
And you said nothing.
Whenever you start a contribution, 15 or 20 times a day, every member of your party, using a language that people don't understand, and you keep doing it over and over and over again, some people then say, what is this about? Why are they doing this? Is there more to this than a passion for the language? Or is this just them expressing their love
maybe
for
it's not
Irish
just
language?
Maybe it's not just Gaelic you don't understand. Maybe it's tolerance you don't understand, Gregory.
Well, you see, I think today and over the course of the last 24 hours, I think people have seen who are the most tolerant. I have no difficulty with anybody who wants to speak Irish, learning to speak Irish, and even some money from the public purse, and it seems to be that more money goes into learning Irish than in other languages. And I have no difficulty if they get the appropriate amount of money to learn Irish. But when people try to ram it down everyone else's throat at every opportunity, no matter what the topic is, then that is a cause for concern. Now, people might not like that. And remember, when I asked the question yesterday, I asked the question of the minister whether she would adopt a minority languages strategy, which would include Irish, would include Ulster Scots, and maybe Chinese or some other minority language. She refused to answer. Now, we're talking about tolerance. Who's more intolerant? The person who refuses to answer? Or maybe it's going back to whenever she was in custody and she refused to answer then as well.
I can tell you now that every line in the building is currently jammed, Gregory.
So glad to hear that.
You've certainly got them going this morning.
Bring it on.
Well, bring it on, you say. Let's bring it on then. Let's let people actually engage with you this morning and see if you're even prepared to remotely think about what you've done. See if you're prepared to remotely listen to people and maybe just think to yourself, have you gone out of your way to offend people when you didn't need to? Or
happy
indeed...
Happy to respond, as always.
Or indeed, is Gregory Campbell quite entitled and is he right to have done what he did?